Hello guys, Coach Taylor here. I'm so glad to be here with you guys to get back into discussing don't self-sabotage. And we're going to talk to you guys today about that, and we're going to talk about it in the manner of capturing your thoughts, capturing them. And we're going to talk about how taking those thoughts captive means you're controlling them and those thoughts are not controlling you. Taking captive those thoughts matters. It's so important because how you think determines the way that you live your life. I'm going to let that one sink in. That means a whole lot. The way that you think will determine the way you live your life. Your mindset has everything to do with the choices that you make and the way or the manner that you live. But if we could grab a hold to this truth that I'm about to share with you, hold on to that and fully believe this truth, it will definitely cause our thinking to change for the better. If we would think about this, you are a masterpiece. Think about an artist who creates. When he creates, whether it's a painting or a drawing, is considered his masterpiece. When a sculptor sculpts, he sculpts a masterpiece. And they treat it very delicately. Protect it, and they admire it, they take care of it, where you were created by God, and you are his masterpiece, I am his masterpiece, and if we can just imagine that and embrace that, we can just think on that. It will help us to capture those negative thoughts that may come our way or negative things that may have been said to you or will be said to you. And you'll be able to capture those thoughts and not think on those things. But you'll begin to think on that thing, that you are a masterpiece. And if that truth can capture your attention, you can think on that to me. That would make me dig deeper. What else? What else is it? What else is it in that truth? What else is said to me in that truth? And that brings me to this. There are so many things that you can do to cause your thoughts to be positive and not negative. And the number one thing that I recommend is that you begin to dig into the scriptures. God says so many things about you. He created you in his likeness. Awesome. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Amazing. He's your protector. So many awesome things that you can put before your thoughts and cause those negative thoughts to be pushed aside. Sometimes we allow words of others or past experience, past hurts or traumas to keep us from moving forward in our life. And you can control that. You can turn those negative thoughts, those negative words, into power pushes for yourself. And determine in your mind that you can be and do whatever you want to be and do. You don't have to feel sorry for yourself. You are enough. You are not something negative that someone may have called you. You are smart because you have the mind of Christ according to the scriptures. And you can forgive. If someone's hurt you, you can forgive them and move forward. You don't have to let that hurt from that person hold you captive, hold you ransom or you don't have to hold that person ransom. You can move forward in your life and be happy. So when the Bible tells us, and it does, tells us to take our thoughts captive, it means that we have the power to do something about our thoughts. And I want to encourage you to take control of those thoughts. Do something about them, because you have the power to do it. Turn those thoughts into thoughts that will serve you. Turn them into positive thoughts. Now, you may have to do that again and again, because every day we live in a new day, new hours. Matter of fact, I have read where there has been said in science that there are, we think, about 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts per day, 2,500 to 3,000 in a minute, possibly. That's a lot of thoughts. So we want to make sure that our head is not spinning in negative thoughts. Our head is spinning in positive thoughts. We can control that. And you may have to do it again and again, because we do have so many thoughts. You may have to do it again and again and again. It doesn't matter, as long as it takes. And the more you do it, the more positive your life will become. Your thoughts will become, therefore your life will become more positive. You have the power to push through, and the power to achieve and to accomplish and to be what you want to be and desire to do. You'll be able to do it. We'll see. Just try it. Sometimes you just have to take a deep breath and step back. And I always encourage everyone to use your breath as power, a God-given tool that can help you through so many situations, that can change your life. And you'll hear me say many times on these podcasts, change your breath, change your life. So if you don't take control of these thoughts, take control, take captive negative thoughts. It prevents you from living the life that you're supposed to live, your joyful life, your positive, prosperous life. It sucks your mental energy and it tears you down. If you don't do that, it will do that. And you don't want your thoughts to control you. Control you. Control your life. You don't want your thoughts controlling your mind. You have that control. And the word says that you have the mind of Christ. Control your mind. You'll be able to control your actions. Control your life. And have a great life, which is what God intended for you. So every day, make a quality decision to take control, take captive your thoughts. So think about what reoccurring toxic thought that you need to take control of, take captive. Call it for what it is. If it doesn't serve you or go against the life you want, call the lie, cast it down, and move forward. To come up again, call the lie, cast it down, and move forward. You may have to do it several times, but it's worth it. I encourage you to find the verse. I challenge you. Find the verse that will blast the life out of that lie, that will totally, completely change your thinking, totally go against those negative thoughts, bring you into the truth of what you really are in your life is. And when you think that thought, capture it and speak that verse over and over and over and over to yourself out loud, whatever it takes, whatever feels right, whatever helps you. And you do it as long as you need to, as often as you need to. So hopefully you all are in a comfortable position. You know, we always do a little practice after. If you hear me say breath or breathe, we're going to practice. So I want you to relax. And I want you to just let go. Allow the pure wave of relaxation flow all over your body. Make sure you're comfortable. And I just want you to take a very deep breath for me. And just relax. Now allow your breath to come back to its normal rhythm. Very good. Now just concentrate on your breath. Feel how it feels as it's coming into the body and how it feels as it's leaving the body. And just relax. And just think about, what do you need to just let go? What do you need to let go of? What are you truly grateful for in your life? What do you want to experience more of in your life? Think about those things. Think about the fact that you can obtain anything in your life. And right here, right now, you can release anything. And you can move forward in your life. You can make that decision. You can orchestrate your mind to do whatever you want. You have the power to do so. So right now, just dream big, really big. Just dream big and feel that thing. Feel it. Release everything that's holding you back. Focus on whatever it is that you want in life. Focus on those things. Connect your heart to it and just feel it. Feel the vibration of it in your heart. Maybe you're feeling pain right now, disappointment, frustration, some type of suffering. Turn it into strength. Turn it into strength. Turn it into power. Turn it into like a power of bright lights and colors of strong energy. See that. See it now. And now I want you to simply just breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in whatever it is in life that you want right now. Just breathe it in and exhale. Now breathe in again, really deep. And exhale, relax your breath. Relax your breath. And now I'm going to get you to do a breathing exercise where you're going to breathe in for four. And you're going to breathe out for four. And let's go. In for four. And out for four. In for four. And out for four. In for four. And out for four. In for four. Out for four. In for four, and out for four. Keep that same rhythm going. Take a deep breath in and hold that breath. And now exhale. Inhale strong and exhale. Now allow your breath to return to its normal rhythm. And just focus on your breath. Your mind is the orchestra of your life, and you can do anything that you want. You just have to direct it in the right way. You have to direct your life in the way that you want it to go. Find your true expressions of what you want to be in your life. And when you do that, give yourself the push that it needs. You have the power to give yourself that push. And give yourself the freedom to accept yourself, who you are, that wonderful person that you are, to express yourself. Go ahead and sink into that space right now, right into your thoughts, and think on these things. Orchestrate your life, yourself, instead of being ruled by your surroundings and your environment. Visualize in your life what you want it to be and manifest it. Use your breath to change your life. Breathe freely in and out. Your breath is the key to unlocking your self-conscious mind, and you have control of the thoughts that you allow in your mind. And on the count of three, we're going to breathe in completely, and I want you to breathe in the life that you want. And when we breathe in, you're going to hold it at the top, holding on to those things that you've been thinking on, the way that you want your life to be, and you're not going to let it go. And when you breathe out, I want you to breathe out everything that's hindering you, all the negativity, all the past negative, all the unhappy thoughts. One, two, three. Breathe in, taking in all the positivity, take it in, breathe in and hold on to it, embrace it and hold on to it. And when you exhale on the count of three, I want you to release it. I want you to blow it out like you're blowing out through a straw. I want you to blow it out with sound. One, two, three. Ooh. Hold it at the bottom. Embrace your freedom. Embrace your thoughts being thoughts of happiness and joy and peace. And embrace that calm. Now slowly allow your breath to come back to its normal rhythm. Slowly open your eyes. Wonderful. It has been wonderful to be here with you guys, to chat with you, and to breathe with you. Can't wait until next time when it's time to discuss Don't Self-Sabotage. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it. And the next time we're going to talk about getting rid of those thoughts, capturing them and getting rid of them, throwing them away. So until next time, take control of your thoughts, be positive, and breathe. Move forward in what you want to be in life and what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to be. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Shalom.